Some country news. From the Vernie Moon Broadcasting Local News Center, I'm Carrie Kelly with your news as it happens. Ninth Judicial District Attorney Andrea Reeb announced that 31-year-old Brandon Ryan of Clovis was found guilty yesterday by a Curry County jury of breaking and entering, which is a fourth-degree felony. The incident stems from July of 2017 when Ryan cut a window screen in an attempt to gain entry to a house in Clovis. His attempts were unsuccessful as a neighbor saw Ryan from across the street and called the police. Multiple officers with the Clovis PD responded to the area and arrested Ryan. The Honorable Judge Matthew Chandler presided over the one-day trial and sentenced Ryan to 18 months in the New Mexico Department of Corrections to be followed by 1 year of parole. Yesterday, Governor Susana Martinez announced a 13% increase in tax revenue through the fiscal year so far, showing more than $672 million more dollars available to New Mexico, according to a release. The increase also included personal income tax revenue growth of more than $50 million, or 18%, as well as corporate income tax growth of more than $18 million, which equates to 66%. Gross receipt tax also showed a growth of more than $400 million. In April of 2017, Governor Martinez vetoed massive tax increases of more than $350 million. A fire kicked up in rural Roosevelt County between Tatum and Milnesan and has now pushed into Texas. According to the New Mexico Forestry Division, the fire, being labeled the 206 fire as it originated near Highway 206, has forced the evacuation of at least 12 homes in the area. Officials say the fire is estimated to be 60,000 acres, with resources from both New Mexico and Texas working on suppression efforts to contain the blaze. As of last evening, the fire had not been contained. For local news as it happens, click your news at ksalcountry.com and keep it here on 105.9 KSAL Country.